Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Since the Democrat-controlled Congress last session did not keep tax breaks in place during the COVID-19 pandemic, as part of its year-end budget that was over 4,000 pages long and forced through Congress with only hours to vote, many taxpayers will get smaller refunds this year when they file their tax returns. That's according to tax preparers. They are also warning Americans some who received refunds in recent years may now have a balance due. Football player DeMar Hamlin said he returned to Buffalo on Monday with a lot of love in his heart and continued his recovery in a hospital there a week after collapsing in a game and having to be resuscitated on the field in Cincinnati. Hamlin is listed in stable condition at Buffalo General Medical Center Gates Vascular Institute. Dr. William Knight in Cincinnati confirmed DeMar is doing well, and this is the beginning of the next stage of his recovery. The Biden administration waited a few months before reporting classified documents were found in a closet where President Biden worked. John Schaefer has more.
The discovery was made late last year, according to the president's attorney. A report in the Wall Street Journal says the National Archives was notified when the documents were found on November 2nd, and they took possession of those documents the next day. The National Archives has also referred the matter to the Justice Department, and there are reports the FBI is now involved. The documents found at the Penn Biden Center were from Biden's time as vice president. I'm John Schaefer.
As powerful storms continue to drench California, a five-year-old boy was swept away by floodwaters Monday on the state's central coast. Tens of thousands of people remain without power, and some schools closed for the day. Brian McGrath on CNN Tuesday morning.
That prompted our call volume to go up to 1,200 calls, and that's up from where it's usually in the mid-fours. That's a 264% increase in our call volume.
This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Former Senator Ben Sasse, the Republican from Plainview, Nebraska, formally resigned from the Senate over the weekend, leaving behind politics. Sasse is now president of the University of Florida. Nebraska's newly elected Republican Governor Jim Pillen will be tasked with naming Sasse's replacement in the chamber and will serve a 2-year term before a special election in 2024. Political insiders speculate that former Republican Governor Pete Ricketts as the frontrunner to replace Sasse. Draped in their national colors of green and yellow, thousands of supporters of Brazil's ex-leader, Jair Bolsonaro, stormed their Congress, the Supreme Court, and presidential palace in Brasilia, leaving a trail of destruction. The protests were motivated by a belief that the 2022 Brazilian general election was filled with widespread election fraud. Once banned by Major League Baseball, a former MLB general manager has been reinstated. Former Atlanta Braves general manager John Coppola, who was previously banned from MLB for life for his role in illegal international signings, is allowed to work in baseball again. Still, no change on Pete Rose's status with the league. If there was any question on who's the fairest in all the land, the Georgia Bulldogs ended that conversation with a big fat exclamation point. The Peach State football team are the national champions after defeating TCU 65-7 last night in Southern California. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, we're on a domestic front now in California, on the West Coast. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Larry Kelly-Lyman is with us right now. Larry, of course, is the founder and former chair of Judicial Watch, current chair of Freedom Watch, and author of It Takes a Counter-Revolution. Larry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Good.
Hey, before we get into talking about January 6th, as always, what do you make of this latest release that classified documents found from Biden's time as vice president? Supposedly the White House is cooperating with the DOJ. I mean, they're doing everything they can to cover this up because it really points out to, you know, this two-tiered or at least multi-tiered justice system that is so blatantly obvious.
What must have happened, Bill, there had to be a whistleblower that came forward that said, I'm going to blow your cover, Joe Biden. Otherwise, you'd never know about it. The American people wouldn't know about it. It shows not just the hypocrisy, it shows exactly how our Justice Department is being used and abused as a Gestapo to use against not just President Trump, but anyone that disagrees with the policies, if you can call them that, of this administration. So, you know, it's just another example of the fact that our government does not represent the people. It represents itself, and they would not have fessed up if the whistleblower wasn't about ready to blow the cover.
Exactly. And supposedly these documents were discovered in November. I mean, it's all innocent. They've been up front. How much of that malarkey do you want to believe in?
I don't know what to believe in that regard. You know, the thing is, it's a lot of BS to begin with, because 99% of all documents that are stamped classified aren't really classified. It just means the government doesn't want you to find out what it's doing, basically.
Right.
There's very little that's classified. I would say that Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, they know much more than the American people about what this government does.
Well, you know, if, in fact, the documents were turned over so lickety-split as they're purporting, why would it be such a deal? Or is it just because of the obvious bias of how a former president, Donald Trump, was treated?
Well, that certainly is the case. You know, Donald Trump has not just been persecuted in the past, but he's got a very rough road ahead of him. The Democrats want to slit his throat. The Speaker of the House wanted to split his throat. Kevin McCarthy. I'll switch the subject a little bit here. I don't know if you noticed this, Bill, but in the last several weeks leading up to McCarthy's finally winning on the 15th vote, it was CNN and MSNBC, in addition to Fox News, that were McCarthy's biggest advocate, if you can believe that. They wanted McCarthy. Why did they want McCarthy? Number one, he said, I'm never going to have anybody in my house, you know, and try to impeach President Biden. He said that up front. And number two, they know how weak he is, and they know, frankly, how two-faced he is. He's the one, right after January 6th, that wanted Trump impeached. He wanted him impeached or removed under the 25th Amendment before Trump, before January 20th. before Trump would otherwise have left office. So you've got this situation here where Biden has a green light through his Justice Department to do what he wants to do because he knows that there's no real Republican opposition.
Why would Trump back Kevin McCarthy?
They cut under the table deals. Trump thinks he owns McCarthy now, and McCarthy shines his shoes right now. Same thing with Karl Rove. You saw him advocating for McCarthy. These speakers have a power to send a lot of business the way of people who support them. Grover Norquist, for years, for tax reform, Citizens for Tax Reform, lived off of Newt Gingrich and then John Boehner. It's a cash cow. And that's exactly what Matt Gaetz was saying when he got up on the floor last week. These people are co-opted. Mm-hmm. They're bought. They're paid for. It's so corrupt. And McCarthy, this is somebody, remember who he is. He's someone who, during the Benghazi investigation, which was then being conducted by Republicans in the House, said that this was only being done to damage Hillary Clinton politically. He's not real bright either. And this tells you, and we've said it in other shows, there is no opposition in this country anymore. The Republican Party plays along. It's a dog and pony show. Same for their soon-to-be-announced investigations of Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and James Biden. It's not for show. It's for dough because it raises them money.
Right.
It gets them on Fox News. Hannity gets to co-opt them. Things go bad. Hannity then disclaims that he ever agreed with anything. You know, it's become a bad joke. And that's why we, at Freedom Watch, we are trying Biden for bribery for communist China, Ukraine, and Russia. It's why we are trying Fauci. People can go to freedomwatchusa.org and see that. I hope they will donate with tax-deductible contributions. We need the help right now. Republicans siphoned off a lot of money during the last campaign. Right down the drain. What did we get for it? Nothing. Got nothing for it. And they're continuing to do that. Ronna McDaniel, why isn't she fired, head of the RNC? Why is she out there just raising money again? It's offensive.
It really is after everything is said and done. And then you see what happened. I mean, how do the Democrats, Larry? I mean, common sense would tell you there's got to be some shenanigans going that the governments can raise, that the Democrats can raise so much dark money to where they're outspending the opposition 10, 15 to 1. I mean, isn't that a big tell just on the surface?
It is, and it's also a tell on the lack of, I don't know if you call it intelligence, but, I mean, the Republicans are sitting there and going into this midterm election, smug. We're going to have a complete blowout of the Democrats. They don't plan. They don't, you know, go with the flow with regard to paper ballots and mail-in ballots, and they get their head handed to them again. So it's not only that they have no principles. It's that they're not very bright. And that kind of a political party is not a party that's going to change anything in this country. And that's why we need new political parties. Let the Democrats and Republicans do their thing. But we need three, four, five different parties. And why in a separate organization, I'm forming one, the New American Independence Party. You'll see it, you know, in the next cycle. That's why we need a new government. This government does not function. And just as our founding fathers did in 1776, let's move on and say, okay, guys, we're going to have the new government with real ethical people, with people who don't sell out. And although I love President Trump, you know, he wants to always go back to the Republican establishment. He has not learned. And, you know, I hope that DeSantis will learn from that and either take over the Republican Party completely or go his own way, because Trump seems to always back up into the Republican establishment, and then they stab him in the back, which is what they're doing right now.
Exactly. Larry, you know, John Naismith years ago, I mean, what, 25 years ago, in his book Megatrends, predicted that the two-party system was like two dinosaurs mating, and somehow it has just continued to languish, you know, to your point, because as the left, the Democrats continue to move further left, it's like the Republicans are right behind following them to the left. I mean, you can't even say they're moderate anymore.
No, they can't. You know, what was really nice about the 15 votes with regard to McCarthy, regardless of the result, is that it sounded a lot like the House of Commons. You actually heard people saying things that were true to the American people. I really thought that was a good display of democracy, not like CNN and Fox and MSNBC portrayed it, that somehow they were a bunch of clowns. I think what Matt Gaetz did and Lauren Boebert and others was good. And there's
got to go to break. More from Larry Klayman.
Only own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Yearbeard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Can't wait for the day when we don't have to talk about January 6th American citizens who were locked up and ignored. I mean, here we are on the second anniversary of January the 6th, and we've got at least almost three dozen innocent Americans, for all intent and purposes, have been jailed in Washington, D.C. for peacefully protesting the stolen 2020 presidential election. Now, I understand that for some people, when they hear of the stolen 2020 presidential election, it rackles them much the same way that it rackles us whenever they want to use the word insurrection. And Larry Klayman is with us. Larry, you know, the speech from Hakeem Jeffries was quite galling as the minority speaker when he talked about supposedly all the great things the Democrats had done. And my immediate response was, if you did half of what you said that you'd done, it should have been a blue wave. You know, instead, you lost the leadership of the House. You should have lost the Senate because of all that the Democratic Party and Joe Biden have failed to do on behalf of the American people. And as you said earlier, I mean, all you got to do is go back in history and you read the Declaration of Independence and you go, wait a minute, this sounds like this is where America is right now. And this is the solution of we the people. Am I off here?
Not at all. We're worse off than we were in 1776. The colonies were very prosperous. The colonies were very learned. The people generally were well-schooled. They were educated. The American people, not our supporters, Bill, but generally speaking, are not well-educated. They vote on appearance. They vote on a whim. And that's how we get these people in power, people like Hakeem Jeffries. Who, frankly, you know, I hate to say it, but, and I don't mean this in a precious way, he's a black Muslim. That's what they wanted to lead their party. And this is exactly where the Democrats are going. It's anti-Judeo-Christian. It is anti-white. It is anti-majority. That's who they stand for. But yet the American people don't pay attention, and they'll vote for these people. I predict that the next president of the United States will be a white guy, but he'll be Gavin Newsom of California. And American people will vote for him because he's good-looking, because he's suave. They think it's Kennedy-esque. And that is a formula for disaster. So I don't care what race or religion you are. We all deserve equal rights in this country. For sure. But these movements, it's not even a Muslim movement. It's the black Muslim movement. This is Black Lives Matter. That's what it is. You have them as a minority leader of the House. Don't you have?
I mean, we have disconnected ourselves from anything that approximates the truth, and they wonder why the country is so divided, because, you know, still at least half of the country is interested in the truth, Larry.
Well, that's right. And we don't have a country right now that really is paying attention, which is why the subtitle of my book, Wake Up America, is actually more important than the initial title, because it tells people that they better wake up. You know, I have people, as I've said, Bill, in and around me, they're not that close to me, but who have said to me, Barry, look, you're a retirement age, retirement, go off, let the Republicans do it. And I got to tell you, you know, that's offensive to me, because if you care about your kids and grandkids, if you care about future generations, you can't let the Republicans do it. We have to do it ourselves. We have to rise up. We have to take some risks. We have to be bold. We cannot sit there and watch this country disintegrate, which is exactly what's happening today.
And you see what's happening with these January 6th American citizens, Larry. It's a letter published by Gateway Print Pundit. And they're begging for help. There's no water or lack of water, medical aid. They're crying out for mercy through a 4-inch by 10-inch window of cold metal doors. They get no visits from family, friends, lawyers, or clergy. There's no mass or Sunday worship service. I mean, laundry returning with brown stains, pubic hair, and or reeking of ripe urine. Broken toilets that either won't flush or repeatedly explode in cells. They're stuck in cells for 9 days without a shower, solitary confinement for 25 and a half hours or more at a time. I mean, this is disgusting that this is happening in the United States of America. It's no wonder that they are begging. They're begging to say, move us to Gitmo. You know, speaking of Muslims, I mean, Muslims are treated more fairly and more decently than our own American citizens here. And what are they guilty of, Larry?
Oh, that's right. And the worst thing is, and this is the thesis of my book, it's the core of it, it's that it's the federal judges in the District of Columbia in particular. There's some good federal judges, but not there. You know, judges, as we said, Bill, are put in place with political campaign contributions and other forms of bribery. That's how they get there. They're rubber stamping what goes on. They're making these defendants get down on their knees with forced confessions saying they did something wrong on January 6th when they did nothing wrong. I've talked to a lot of them. I have two class actions in California mm-hmm. and in Florida on behalf of January 6th defendants. And these judges are giving them time because, quote, they sided with the insurrection. I have a client that went to prison yesterday. Okay, I didn't represent him in the criminal proceeding because it's before a judge, Colleen Culler Catelli, that I've locked horns with for many years, the worst judge in this country. Remember that name, listeners, Colleen Culler Catelli, an evil witch. She sent him to jail peaceful. He just was simply observing what was going on because, quote, he sympathized with the insurrectionists. This is where it is. You could be in Iran. You could be in North Korea. You could be in the Soviet Union. You wouldn't know the difference right now. And, you know, God bless the people in Brazil who now are rising up, who, and I don't care if it's violent or nonviolent, they're rising up because they know that election down there was rigged with Lula. Lula is a convicted felon. He's a communist. They're not going to let their country go down the drain. And we here, we didn't do anything violent, by and large. We just simply walked into our capital, and we're being locked up for doing that. So this is why those people who say, let the Republicans do it, they're as bad as the people who are doing it, because we cannot sit there and watch this happen. And that's exactly what Kevin McCarthy is content to do. Mm-hmm. Showcase dog and pony hearings that will accomplish nothing, because, frankly, they have no power to bring criminal prosecutions. The American people must do it themselves. And that's what we're doing at Freedom Watch. I hope people will go to us and contribute with tax deductible contributions. We need to get bigger. We are short staffed. We don't have enough resources. Republicans have siphoned it away. And the American people need to join us at freedomwatchusa.org.
Larry, explain to the people how this works. I mean, you know, they hear of this, you know, citizens jury and you've brought President Biden up on charges. How is this processed, and how will this play out?
We have indicted him. We gave him notice to a citizen's grand jury, you know, ordinary citizens. We gave notice that he could appear and plead guilty or not guilty. He refused to appear because he has no respect for the legal rights of the American people, no more than King George III did in 1776. We then gave him the opportunity to appear to defend himself. He did not. So we're trying him in absentia before a citizen's judge. We're confident of getting convicted in the next few weeks. We will then have him sentenced, and we will then ask law enforcement and the military to carry it out. And we even have the right. We're not going to be physical. We're not going to be violent. But in 48 states, under manslaughter, we have the right to conduct citizens' arrests, and we will have legal process giving us the authority to do it.
What will happen if and when that's executed, Larry?
We'll see. You know, like I said, we're not going to go over there and forcefully take him into custody, but we're going to use this as an opportunity to get like-minded people in law enforcement to carry it out. And there are enough. Bill, as you know, most of the people on Capitol Hill, the Capitol Police, were on the side of the peaceful protesters. They've had it. Mm-hmm. And they've been disparaged. They've been defamed. They've been hung out to dry. Many of them are killed every single day in the line of service. They would like to see Biden gone.
Again, the website that they can go to. We've got 7 seconds left. Go ahead.
FreedomWatchUSA.org. Please join us. Please
this
contribute to our
This report is sponsored
cause.
By Kelley Blue Book. Finding the right vehicle can be a daunting task for car shoppers, especially when there are hundreds of different models to choose from. Auto expert Brian Moody will unveil top new car models from a variety of categories, including the 2023 Best New Model winner.
I'll be revealing the Best New Model winner, the latest auto trends, and sharing how the industry is responding to consumers' need for choice, variety, and sustainability.
The Kelley Blue Book Best Buy Awards are the culmination of a year-long regimen of expert vehicle evaluation and testing. Whether your transportation needs include traditional gas-powered vehicles, hybrids, plug-in hybrids, or pure electrics, there's a wide range of vehicles available in today's market. As a trusted resource for helping car shoppers find the right vehicle at the right price for more than 95 years, Kelley Blue Book created the Best Buy Awards to aid new car shoppers in narrowing down their consideration list so they can purchase their next vehicle with confidence. For more information, visit KBB.com.
USA News Update. As powerful storms continue to drench California, a 5-year-old boy was swept away by floodwaters Monday on the state's central coast. Tens of thousands of people remain without power, and some schools are closed for the day. Brian McGrath on CNN Tuesday morning is with the Ventura County Fire Department.
Numerous rescues today, approximately 19 swift water rescue calls.
Although the rainfall has lightened up, it does not mean you can let your guard down just yet.
However, the rain on the hillsides, the rain in the mountains, that water still needs to get through those waterways and gets back out to the ocean and to our reservoirs.
Football player DeMar Hamlin said he returned to Buffalo on Monday with a lot of love in his heart. Dr. William Knight in Cincinnati confirmed DeMar is doing well, and this is the beginning of his next stage of recovery. Georgia Bulldogs are the best in the land, beating TCU 65-7 last night. Lance Pride, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Well, the former congressman and retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Alan West is with us right now to talk about, you know, what some are perceiving to be chaotic in the House. But this is what democracy looks like. It is hard work. It can get muddy. You've got people that want to try to simplify the process. But when you have, representatives of every state in the same building, you're going to have diverse ideas. And last time I checked, I think it's always better when there is a diversity of ideas, Colonel. Just my humble opinion. What do you think?
Well, Bill, it's great to be with you. Happy New Year. You're absolutely correct. I mean, I think that right now we see the reflection of a soundbite mentality and the drive-by mentality of the American people. If these same people in America were around back in the time of the Constitution being put together and written, and, of course, the ratification process that had to go through that, I mean, this country might not be in existence right now. So I think what is happening is really, and having been in Congress, it's really good for principle, it's good for policy, it's good for us to have this debate. You look over there in the Senate, you know, next thing you know, Mitch McConnell is still the leader. But now we have people that are saying, we've got a dysfunctional body in the House of Representatives. And, you know, when I was in Congress, we were about $10 to $11 trillion in debt. And that was just back in 2010 when I was elected. I came out in 2013. Now we are $31 trillion in debt. So something is absolutely wrong. We're just talking about the span of 10 or 11 years.
Exactly.
So we need to have this debate that talks about omnibus spending bills are unconstitutional. The Congress is mandated to do one thing, that's produce a budget, and they're supposed to do it by producing 12 appropriations bills that are supposed to be passed separately, not thrown together in a big gumbo. So that's what we need to do. You think about this baseline budget system that we have when, you know, we increased the budget based upon, you know, the previous budget year. So they're never really cutting spending. They may be cutting the rate of the increase of spending. So why don't we have the debate about a zero-based budgeting process? We don't want to see bills being written in the speaker's office, all of those things. So I think that this is a good, healthy debate. But I do get concerned about the lack of a strategic plan, the lack of a good communications plan, and the fact that for some of these people, that this is more personal than principle-based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're exactly right. Well, this time, you know, sometimes this is what happens when you get so angry that you lose connectivity with reason. And it sounds like it's more of a personality-based conflict than it is, you know, a policy-based. But, you know, they've got to, you know, give pause for just a moment and translate it in such a way to where people can understand exactly what the problem is. Because just because you don't like somebody, okay, I get that. That, you know, that's everyday humanity. But in this particular process, to your point, exactly, you know, there are some reasons. I mean, and, you know, the people, American people are going, wait a minute, you were given a bill that was what, that had over 4,000 pages to it, and it was given to you, and you had less than an hour to read it, and, oh, yeah, by the way, it wasn't even finished. I mean, this really trumps Nancy Pelosi's idea, you know, with the Affordable Care Act, when she said, oh, you know, you just got to pass it to find out what's in it. You know, some type of Democratic Party, Barack Obama, hocus pocus. Are you kidding me? And so then we pass it, and then we find out, oh, my God, that's not what we thought we were getting.
No, you're absolutely right. And so when you hear people talk about getting back to regular order, they're talking about getting back to constitutional governance, which is what we're supposed to have. We're supposed to have, you know, the federal government and the legislative branch operating within Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, which prescribes their duties, responsibilities, and jurisdictions. And we don't want to see, you know, things done in secret, kind of like how they select the next pope at the Vatican, then all of a sudden you get white smoke.
Yeah.
It is very good that we have the transparency. And think about it. Lots of times if you're, you know, staying up late at night and you watch a C-SPAN, you see members in there in an empty chamber giving speeches, talking about issues, but they are not really openly debating these things about our representative democracy and the process of the maintaining of this body and this order. You know, everyone's saying, well, the Democrats are united. The Democrats are a bunch of mindless lemmings, and they're going to do whatever someone tells them to do. But I think it is good that we have this debate. But there's a point when these 20 or so individuals are going to say, you know, we have moved the needle very well. And now it's time to stand up and say, okay, you know, ready, set, let's go. Let's break the huddle. And so I don't want to see them go beyond that point of no return, where people start to see them more as a bunch of detractors rather than people that are standing up on principle and policy. And you're right, for a few of those, and I'll bring up Matt Gaetz as one. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just about, you know, a personality difference, and it should never be about personality.
Exactly. Well, you know, again, we're all human, and we can, you know, fail that test. We do so, quite often. And for those of us that can admit it, hopefully it keeps us humble and that hubris doesn't lead the way. And, you know, we'll get through this. I mean, look at this. This isn't the first time. It won't be the last time. But, you know, again, they all admit that everybody, both sides, I think you've got bipartisan agreement that the system is broken. Okay. We understand it's broken. So how are we going to fix it? When does it start? You know, do we just get on about the people's business so quickly we ignore it, we step over this 800,000-pound gorilla like previous Congresses have done, and, you know, and meanwhile the can is kicked up the road and nothing really happens? And, you know, I give credit to these 20 people, 20, 21 people who are willing to say, okay, look, at I'll put, just like our founding fathers who had to put, you know, their reputations, everything, their resources, their very, you know, in that case was very lives at this point. We're not to that point to where, you know, these 20 people are going to be put up against the wall and shot. But still, it's their political futures that are hanging on the line here, because people are willing to castigate them so quickly without even giving pause, Colonel, to say, hey, wait a minute, what are they saying? What is the real objection here to Kevin McCarthy?
Well, that's the status quo. That's the, you know, GOP establishment or whatever that are, you know, referring to them as the Taliban, 20 terrorist enemies of the state and all these things. That does not help the conversation. And we've got to start to understand that, you know, electing the Speaker of the House is not a coronation. This is not Great Britain. This is not England. We don't have a monarchy. We have a constitutional republic. So, you know, Kevin McCarthy should be very appreciative that people are having this open debate and this scrutiny about someone that's been in leadership there in the House of Representatives, being on the minority side or the majority side for the last 14 to 16 years. Mm-hmm. And so we need to have that discussion about why has this been happening while you've been in the leadership position, and what are you going to do to make sure that this body gets back to regular order and gets back to being functional? Because, as you said, everyone knows the United States, you know, Senate and House of Representatives is a dysfunctional body. Just look at, like I said, what's happening with our fiscal irresponsibility.
Mm-hmm. And when leadership goes forward, it's always out in front casting a vision. And this is a failure of leadership on Kevin McCarthy's part. And that he didn't anticipate this sooner, even when he came out with the contract, you know, his new commitment with America, or contract. I get it confused with Newt Gingrich's
commitment to America. Yeah,
commitment to America. Even then, it was like, because we've been yelling about this for a long time, Colonel, going, wait a minute, where is, why, you know, Newt Gingrich laid out the plan, said this is how you do it. And, you know, and it took him so long. And finally they came out with it, what, maybe 60 days before the election? Are you kidding me? To me, that was a failure of leadership, and that it could have been. And I wasn't involved in the process, so I'm only looking at it after the fact and saying, man, this was something that should have been put out at least, you know, when the election cycle got underway, just in my humble opinion.
No, you're absolutely right. That should have been something that would have been the platform for everyone to run on, and it should have been very simple. On a 5x8 card, it could have been laminated, and everyone could have had it, passed it out to people at town hall meetings. Not a 150-page document that, again, no one's going to read, just the same as the 4,220-page, you know, omnibus spending bill that no one's going to read.
Exactly. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West has been our guest, the former congressman and CSD executive director. Again, congratulations on all the great work that you continue to do on behalf of we Americans. Colonel, how can people be in touch and follow you there at CSD?
Yeah. Is you go to theacru.org, or you go to committeetosupportdefend.org, and you can follow us on all the social media platforms.
Colonel, Happy New Year. Thank you for being with us as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Right. You got it. Bye.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. And thank you. BillMartinezShow.com.
Anytime,
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. I'm in California, the place where I guess crises just are born here. You know, no matter what. They need water, they get water, and now they got flooding. It's just a hot mess. And it's sad because I was born and raised here in this golden state that is a shell of itself. But look at, I got four of my sons here, so I got to stay close and keep an eye on them. Samantha Mao, the good news girl, is on with us, and well, yeah, I need some good news, Sam. I'm telling you. But first of all, let's check in. How's baby Paxton doing?
Oh, he's great. You know, he's growing like crazy, and he's making all these fun faces, and it really is a miracle to watch a baby grow like that.
Now, how are you keeping him quiet here? Here you come on the air, Sam's Corner. I mean, at any moment, I mean, sometimes kids don't understand broadcasting and radio and that you got to, you know, they just say, oh, you know, they're at that point where it's just, it's all about them as it should be. And that's okay.
Well, my husband and his parents are both here, so I have a good fortune of.
you got reinforcements, huh? Well,
yeah,
that's great. Well, excellent.
Right now.
Well, wonderful. Well, again, congratulations. We're so proud of everybody and so excited. I mean, the pictures of baby Paxton are just outstanding. I'm just excited for you and Iswan. I know that it's been a real gift. I mean, what a Christmas gift this year for you, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's a Christmas gift I always prayed for. And
yeah.
I just really can't imagine anything better. We really didn't do anything for Christmas this year except like just spend the day with Paxton. We actually all had COVID, and it was like, and I was like,
it's the best
Christmas ever.
Right. It didn't do anything. We just had a baby. That's all we did for Christmas.
We didn't put him in a Christmas decoration. We just put him in a little Christmas outfit, and that was our Christmas, and it's still the best Christmas ever.
The human Christmas tree. I love it. Yeah, forever. Yeah, he will be remembered as that. Hey, speaking of miracles and everything that has taken place, Damar Hamlin, his recovery and the response by the American people has just been real special, hasn't it?
I mean, to me, it was like one of those things where it was such a sad situation. It just it's brought people together in ways that, you know, you don't see very often. And, you know, thankfully he seems to be recovering right now. You know, after seeing what he went through, it's just very scary. And not only is he recovering, but he raised $6.1 million for his toy drive for, you know, for his Chasing M's Foundation, the Chasing M's Foundation. They use a vehicle to bring, like, a lasting impact to the community. They use, they have, like, toy drives and back-to-school drives and camps for children and different things like that. And, you know, he had done a toy drive that he actually launched back in 2020, and he had a goal of $2,500. He never met it. And then within 2 days of his, you know, of his accident, he raised over $6.1 million from people all over the world.
And they're finding out about this young man. I mean, what a young man of character. I mean, he is a believer. You know, he obviously cares about people. And, you know, his, I don't know, I mean, the character that is shined out at a time when, you know, our country, there's certain things about the country that are in question. And when you have people like this who are just naturally good people, it's quite encouraging, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And I think that him being a good person inspired other people to be good people. And, you know, I saw all kinds of posts praying for him, you know, right after it happened. And it was from all different kinds of people, people that I know have seen post things that were not necessarily the same politically. And it was just nice to see people kind of come together and rally around this young guy. And, you know, for him to be up and asking, I remember, like, feeling so much better when you saw that he was up and he's like, well, who won the game?
You know? Yes, exactly. Great question.
Yeah.
He's got his priorities straight. I mean, here he is.
<That's right.
laughs> He's in ICU, and he still needs to know, you know, who won the game. It's awesome. Plus, on top of that, as you said, not only people around the world were praying for DeMar, but, you know, instantly after it happened, the NFL, I mean, they took a knee. They took a knee for, you know, for God, that God would answer prayer. Not, you know, something that the NFL has been associated politically over, and, you know, that, I mean, this is a real knee for a real, you know, for a real need, and for, and that's not to say there isn't other things that are needed, you know, in a political venue, but boy, when it comes down to it, you know, who do you look to but God Almighty himself, who can answer prayer? And we praise God because he did. I mean, this thing could have gone any which way, especially these days when you hear about young athletes that are falling dead. You don't know if this is, you know, vaccine related. They're not about to say anything about this, you know, and I don't want to necessarily pour that in. But you got to know that this is some of the things that are crossing people's minds, because, you know, as we reported yesterday with Phil Hodgson-Piller from American Faith, I mean, around the world, there's over 1,100 athletes, 1,100, Sam, who have fallen dead. And the thing that they all have in common is the vaccine. And so, you know, you can't help but think for a moment, God, I hope to God that wasn't the case. But regardless, I'm grateful that God answers prayer once again. God is, you know, in the prayer answering business, and he answered it. And what a display of faith of these NFL, you know, football players. In fact, even last weekend, again, they were on their knees praying for, you know, DeMar. Both teams. I can't remember the teams that were on there that were doing it. But, you know, that's the kind of thing that, you know, endears me more with the NFL than, you know, somebody, you know, I think just, you know, trying to disgrace the country or our flag.
I mean, it's one of those times where, like, that was what sportsmanship is about. That's what, you know, like, to me, that's what sports are all about, is people, like, coming together. And I mean, I know it's a competition, but people come together and, like, rally around something that's not politically motivated. It's really touching to see people do this again.
Yeah, amen. Now, this next story is about a restaurant owner who cries tears of joy after a TikToker saves his business. What happened?
It's amazing how you never know when your life is going to change. And Frankinson's is a pizzeria in Las Vegas, and it almost had no customers until a reviewer named Keith Lee, he's a TikToker, he posted a video about the place. The video got 27 million views. And overnight, Frankinson's, the owner, his name is Frank Steele, said that he sold more, he had more business within the last couple of days than he did for the restaurant's entire existence. He was selling out of everything, and it was all thanks. He was saying it was just a miracle. You know, he's always wanted to own a restaurant, and it's hard. You know, it's hard, I'm sure, especially in today's economy, you know, with the food being so expensive and then just trying to get started, and then you're competing with all these other chain restaurants. And this TikToker walks in and just changes his life. He said he's got people from like California, from Utah, and like just all over the place coming to see him.
I'm gonna have to check it out because I'm gonna be in Vegas next week. I got to check this out.
I know you're gonna have to go by and see Frank.
Yeah,
check out the pizza, and that's just amazing to me that somebody who just does videos on TikTok can come in and just change your life like that. But that's amazing. Keepley obviously has a really great following, and I'm kind of curious to try that pizza myself.
Yeah, I'll let you know. This next one's about some Dunkin' workers. They surprise a longtime customer 95th birthday party. This is so cool.
That's right. I think this is so sweet. This is a store in Massachusetts. Workers set a table aside for a customer. His name is Fred Brown, and he's an Air Force veteran, 95 years old, like you said. And he said he regularly stops by the store, and they wanted to surprise him for his 95th birthday, which I just love when a community, like, comes together like this. It's the staff, and this guy must have really made an impression. It kind of makes me think of my own grandpa, who's 97, and he loves Dunkin' Donuts. Anyway, so he came in, and they had a dozen donuts, and they had a photo of them, and then they gave him 95 gift cards to celebrate the big day.
Oh, wow.
Which is so sweet. You see the picture. He just looks so happy. You know, and good for Dunkin' Donuts for having that kind of, that's some good customer service. They didn't have those above and beyond.
Without a doubt. Yeah, that's, and great positive advertising, as we say. You know, Sam, have you ever thrown a bottle out in the ocean with a message in it thinking, okay, just try to see, you know, where it would land and if there would be an answer? Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't. But now that I'm reading the story, it really makes me want to.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about it. This is an interesting story about a Kentucky man, right? 37 years, he puts a message in a bottle and tosses it in the ocean. And what's the answer?
His name's Troy Eller. He's from Mount Washington, and when he was 10 years old, this is 1985, this is the year I was born, which just makes it that much crazier. I'm like, 37 years ago, okay. So it's 37 years ago, and he throws the message in the bottle. He takes an old Pepsi glass, and he throws it into the Atlantic Ocean. And recently, it washed up two teachers that were cleaning up the beach after a hurricane found it, and they end up giving it to a family that was walking by. And their daughters are named Kylie and Emmy, and they decide to take the bottle home, and they smash the glass, and they find his information and track him down from his old information from 37 years ago, and able to reunite, which I just, wow, who would have thought that bottle, how did the bottle not break after 37 years? It was only about 13 miles away from where he threw it in.
Well, thank God it wasn't plastic, okay? We don't throw plastic in the ocean, by the way, but he threw a glass bottle in there, and that's why I came back to him, right? Exactly.
Well,
good for him. A couple other stories we won't get to, but you can check it out at BillMartinezLive.com. It's Sam's Corner. A Michigan family sued by a guardian angel after a scary car crash. And a couple welcomes twin baby girls.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.